Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated, does not offer tax and or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today, we are continuing with our podcast series, Disability Must Knows. In our last episode, we discussed different disability insurance provisions. In today's episode, we will discuss some of the optional riders that may be able to enhance your income replacement policy. An insurance rider provides you, the policyholder, with extra protection. Some insurance companies incorporate selective riders into your income replacement policy at no cost, but most riders require you to pay the insurance company an additional amount of money, and in return, they will provide additional protection. Before you go out and start purchasing riders to add to your income replacement policy, you must determine if the additional coverage enhances the overall policy and if it meets your needs. Not all riders are truly needed, or they may not be worth the additional cost. I would like to take a moment to remind you that guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing company and do not apply to the investment performance or safety of the investment options. Today, I'm going to discuss some of the most popular income replacement riders that come across my practice. The riders we will review today are Enhanced Residual Disability Rider and Basic Residual Disability Rider, Cost of Living Adjustment Rider, Social Insurance Substitute Rider, Future Increase Option Rider, Catastrophic Disability Rider, and the Automatic Increase Rider. To assist me with the discussion of riders is my Vice President of Marketing and Licensed Insurance Professional, Jenna DeRee.
Thank you, Craig. Okay, so let's jump right into the first couple of riders that Craig mentioned. First, Craig mentioned the Enhanced Residual Disability Rider. If you purchase this rider, you're provided more protection. In case you're able to work, but your sickness or injury prevents you from working at your full capacity and capability. With this rider on your income replacement policy, you will get a check from the insurance company while you are residually disabled, which the insurance company calls a residual benefit check. The parameters set in place that decide when you qualify to receive this additional check vary from insurance company to insurance company. The insurance company that I'm most familiar with states that if you suffer a loss of at least 15% of your net earned income and you're able to perform one or more, but not all, of the material and substantial duties of your occupation, or you're unable to engage in your occupation for more than 80% of the time, as was usual prior to the start of your disability, then you will receive a check. So basically, there's your income and then there's the time. So if you can't work 80% of the time that was usual before you became disabled, or you have a loss of 15% of your net earned income and you can only perform a few of the duties you used to, then most likely you will receive a benefit check. In addition, they provide a recovery benefit, better understood as another check, in the month immediately following a disability payment. Upon recovery and return to your occupation on a full-time basis, a residual benefit will be paid if you maintain a loss of at least 15% of your net earned income, and that loss is a direct result of your previous disability. There may also be a lower cost alternative available called the basic residual disability rider. The main difference between this rider and the enhanced residual disability rider is that the maximum check paid to you will only be 50% of your monthly disability benefit. Next, I will discuss the cost of living adjustment rider. If you want your disability income check to keep up with the rates of inflation, it is essential to add this rider to your policy. Let's say you're applying for disability insurance at age 35 and calculated that you need to receive $5,000 per month to maintain your lifestyle should you become disabled. And let's assume that the inflation rate is around 3%. You do not want to become disabled at age 40 and have an inflation rate that exceeds 3% because the $5,000 you thought would be enough will no longer be enough to maintain your lifestyle. And then you may end up struggling or looking for more income to provide for you and your family. Again, not stating any names, but the COLA rider we use most often will pay an additional 3% of the base monthly benefit on each anniversary date you become disabled. There are also compounded cost of living adjustment riders, and these will add a certain percentage, let's say 6%, to your base monthly benefit, or it will add that percent change in the consumer price index, whichever is less, on each anniversary date you become disabled. COLA riders are a great way to hedge inflation. Okay, now on to the automatic increase rider. While not all companies provide this rider, it is very valuable to one's policy. The company we work with provides this rider at no additional cost. The rider is designed to provide for an automatic increase to one's policy for a set number of years. The rider we're familiar with provides a 4% automatic increase to your base monthly benefit on each policy anniversary for 5 years. This increase will be made without evidence of insurability and will also apply to the residual and cost of living adjustment riders we just discussed. Declining an increase forfeits your rights to future increases. This is important for you to write down. If you are approached and that you can increase your policy by 4% and you decide you don't want to, you forfeit that right for the future. This rider is beneficial because if you continue to make more money, you're able to increase your coverage without completing a medical exam or going through underwriting. If you've ever applied for insurance before, you know that that process of going through a medical, getting a personal history interview, getting your medical records sent to the insurance company, it's a very long and tedious process. So by having this rider built into your policy, you can avoid all of those steps.
Along the same lines as the automatic increase rider, I would like to mention that there is a future increase option rider. Many times the 4% increase, as previously mentioned by Jenna, is not enough of an increase, and 5 years is not long enough to cover one's possible salary increases. This often is the case for young professionals, dentists, doctors, lawyers. This rider permits you to purchase additional coverage with only financial evidence of insurability. This means that all you have to do is prove you are making more money with a document such as a pay stub, and they will increase your base monthly benefit up to a certain amount defined by the insurance company. Another rider that is available is the catastrophic disability rider. This rider requires the insurance company to pay you an additional monthly benefit if, due to sickness or injury, you are unable to perform two or more of the 6 activities of 8 daily living, also known as the ADLs, which are the following: dressing, toileting, transferring, continence, bathing, and eating. If you can perform 2 of the 6 of those, you qualify for the rider. This is no substitute for long-term care, but the additional monthly benefit is certainly a big help. Lastly, we have the social insurance substitute rider. In certain cases, you may receive benefits from Social Security, workers' compensation, occupation disease, or employer liability laws and similar federal, state, or local laws and acts. If this is the case, this rider is very beneficial because after the elimination period, which is the time that you're required to wait before you receive your first check, you'll receive a check from the insurance company. Oftentimes, you may be waiting months before your social insurance checks come in, such as Social Security disability insurance. So getting paid a check while you wait is an immense benefit. Once you begin to receive your social insurance check, the check you receive from the insurance company will be reduced by any social insurance checks you may be receiving for disability. Unlike most riders, this rider will decrease the cost of your policy. Today, we continued our discussion on disability insurance policies. We reviewed some of the important disability insurance riders that may be able to drastically enhance your income replacement policies and get you better protected against the loss of income. In future episodes, we'll be covering some of the various exclusions and some of the questions you can expect to see on a disability insurance application. This is our third episode in our series titled Disability Must Knows. We'd like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you have benefited from the time that you spent with us today and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you're also considering life insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. All of our podcasts are available on our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling us here in our office in Melville at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us here at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.